Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello friends, my name is Anne Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Gabe, and you're watching
Studio Classroom. Friends, you're just in time for day two of our article all about the return of the black rhino.
That's right. We learned a little bit about the history of why the black rhino was, it looked like the black rhino was going to go extinct, and the reasons behind why it was an endangered species. Some of those included terrible things, including poaching, which is human involvement.
That's right. We learned that poachers were hunting the black rhino for their horns because this was believed to be something that had healing properties in it. Now, that hasn't been proven by science, but that didn't keep these poachers from killing a lot of black rhinos.
All right, but at the end of our lesson yesterday, we did come across some good news, and that is that there are a lot of conservation organizations that are doing something to bring back the black rhino. They got down to just over 2,000, but now they're a little over 6,400 black rhinos or so, and hopefully the number is increasing.
We're going to learn more today about how they've managed to do this, friends. So let's get right into our first reading for the day.
Return of the Black Rhino. The Kenya Wildlife Service has quadrupled the number of black rhinos living in Kenya since 1984. The main strategy has been to designate areas as rhino sanctuaries. In these sanctuaries, the rhino's habitat is protected, and the sanctuary can implement security measures to prevent poaching. They have been so successful that the rhino population in some sanctuaries grew until the rhinos began fighting over food and territory. So opening new sanctuaries to prevent these confrontations and let the population continue growing became necessary.
Hello everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们来看名词, confrontation, 意思是冲突或对抗。 譬如, the heated confrontation between the two leaders made headlines across the country. 两位领导人的激烈对抗成了全国头条新闻。 它的动词是 confront, 意思是面对或对抗。 譬如, she had to confront her fears before performing on stage. 她必须在登台表演前面对自己的恐惧。 形容词是 confrontational, 意思是对抗性的或是挑衅的。 譬如, his confrontational tone made the discussion uncomfortable. 他挑衅的语气让讨论变得有点尴尬。
Okay, thank you so much, Jack. Friends, let's get right into our text. The Kenya Wildlife Service has quadrupled the number of black rhinos living in Kenya since 1984. Let's take a look at a few of the terms in this sentence.
First of all, that word wildlife, this refers to animals and plants living in nature. Of course, you could take wildlife and maybe try to tame it, or you could take wildlife and put it in a zoo, but often when we talk about wildlife, it is animals that are usually just out in nature.
That's right. Now we see another word here that we should talk about, and that is the word quadrupled. Now that word quad there, friends, when you see it, we're talking about something that has four parts. So this word quadrupled means to become four times larger.
What other words have quad in it? Q-U-A-D, like a quad. like a four-wheeler, right? Have you ever ridden on a quad, Anne-Marie?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, those are pretty fun. Can you think of any other words that have those letters Q-U-A-D in them? Well, it probably has to do with a multiple of four or something that can be divided by four in some way. But here we're talking about the idea that they have quadrupled the number of black rhinos living there. That means it's four times more than 1984. The main strategy has been to designate areas as rhino sanctuaries. Here we're getting into the specific strategies.
Exactly. And we see here this word designate. This means to choose or mark for a specific purpose. For example, the teacher will designate a leader for each group.
So they're designating areas as rhino sanctuaries. And when conservation organizations designate areas, or if a country will designate an area, often it's for the protection of something inside of that area. That's the whole idea behind national parks as a whole. But here we're talking about rhino sanctuaries. What is a sanctuary in this case?
Okay, so here we're talking about a specific safe place for an animal. So maybe you've heard of like elephant sanctuaries in Thailand. Mm-hmm. These are specific areas where elephants can be safe.
That's right. I've been to wildlife sanctuaries. They are a little bit different from zoos. The purpose is a bit different. So this is a safe place for these rhinos. In these sanctuaries, the rhino's habitat is protected, and the sanctuary can implement security measures to prevent poaching. So let's talk about that word implement. This means that you have something that you could, you know, do something with. But if it's just sitting there, you're not using it. You're implementing it when you're putting it into action.
Exactly. So for example, the school will implement new rules next month. So here we see here that the sanctuary can implement security measures, and this prevents poaching. They have been so successful that the rhino population in some sanctuaries grew until the rhinos began fighting over food and territory.
So, success? Yeah, that sounds like a success. Although now they have a new problem to deal with.
But at least they have rhinos now.
Exactly. Now they have rhinos. They got to figure something else to do with these rhinos or somewhere else to put them. Well, we read here, so opening new sanctuaries to prevent these confrontations and let the population continue growing became necessary. That's how they solve this problem. Just open up another sanctuary.
All right. Well, friends, we have more to learn. So let's get into our next reading right now.
Return of the Black Rhino. The newest sanctuary, Loy Saba Conservancy, is the 17th rhino sanctuary opened in Kenya. It has been a wildlife conservancy for over a decade, but until 2024, no rhinos lived there since they had disappeared from the region 50 years before. Experts chose a group of rhinos to bring to the conservancy, selecting them largely for their potential for healthy offspring. Returning the rhinos to this location marked a triumph for conservation efforts.
Offspring. 意思是后代或子女, 譬如, the lioness protected her offspring fiercely from danger. 母狮竭力保护她的幼狮免遭危险。另一个相近意思的名词是 progeny, 也指后代常用于科学或是正式用法。譬如, the scientist studied the traits passed from parent to progeny. 这位科学家研究由父母传给后代的特征。 还有一个类似意思的名词是 descendant， 也是指后裔或是子孙。譬如 ，the descendants of the village founder still live in the region， 村庄创建人的后代至今仍住在该地区。
All right, thank you so much, Jack. We read here, friends, the newest sanctuary, Loisaba Conservancy, is the 17th rhino sanctuary opened in Kenya. So the country of Kenya already has 17 rhino sanctuaries.
Well, we earlier learned the word conservation, and here's a very related word, conservancy. This is an organization that protects nature or animals. So we could say the conservancy works to protect sea turtles.
Okay, so we learn a little bit more about this particular sanctuary. It has been a wildlife conservancy for over a decade. But until 2024, no rhinos lived there since they had disappeared from the region 50 years before. Region is a great word for you to know, friends. We're talking about a large area of land. Usually when we say region, we're not talking about land as it applies to country borders or maybe not even a full nation. Maybe we're talking about a piece of land inside a certain country or an area that spreads over several different nations.
Yeah, I guess it really depends on the context of what you're talking about, because it could even refer to huge things that are much bigger than a certain country or a single country, right? Mm-hmm. So for example, Japan is in the East Asia region. Well, that area includes a lot of different countries, that region. But here, yes, we're talking about this section or this area where black rhinos weren't living for 50 years.
Wow. Okay, so we read here, experts chose a group of rhinos to bring to the conservancy, selecting them largely for their potential for healthy offspring. All right, we see this word selecting, friends, and this means to choose something.
That's right. For example, Emma is selecting a dress for the party.
Now we see something else here, and that is the word potential. Potential is the ability to become something or to succeed in the future.
That's right. So you could have potential. The coach saw great potential in the young player. And this is exactly why a lot of teams or a lot of organizations will hire or recruit people to come play on their team, because they see the potential in these people.
Okay, so these rhinos were selected to be at this conservancy because of their potential for healthy offspring. And then returning the rhinos to this location marked a triumph for conservation efforts. Gabe, what is a triumph?
Well, a triumph is a great success. You could even call a win or a victory a triumph. Winning the race was a triumph for Mia.
So it does sound like this was a huge triumph, a huge success when it comes to black rhino conservation. These rhinos were healthy enough that they didn't even have enough space in the sanctuary, and they were able to return to their original habitat.
That's right. They were able to get back into their old habits of fighting each other, and we had to create new sanctuaries for them. So far, so good. This sounds like great news, but our lesson is not over yet. Let's go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hey, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Fight over it. At my cousin's birthday party, two toddlers saw the same toy truck, and boom, instant chaos. Screaming, grabbing, dramatic rolling on the floor. They were fighting over the truck. The phrase fight over means to argue or compete for the same thing. It doesn't always mean punching. Sometimes it's just yelling, complaining, or being super passive aggressive. Here are a few examples. The kids fought over who got to press the elevator button. They're fighting over the last slice of cake. We've all been there. Two countries fought over control of the island. So it can be silly, serious, or even dangerous. It all depends on context and tone. Some fights are physical, some are verbal, some are just awkward standoffs with intense eye contact. But the key idea is two or more people want the same thing and only one can have it. That's what causes the fight. So if you ever find yourself fighting over cake, remember, sharing also exists. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Return of the Black Rhino. Black rhinos are still critically endangered, so the conservation efforts still have a long way to go. If ongoing protection were to stop, their numbers would likely fall again, and they could even go extinct. Still, the return of black rhinos to Loisaba Conservancy shows that efforts to protect endangered species do make a difference.
Critically, 意思是关键的,极其重要的。 譬如, the project was critically important to the company's long-term success. 这个专案对公司的长期成功非常重要。 Critically 去掉字尾的ly 就变成形容词是critical, 意思呢就是重要的或是危急的或是批判的。 譬如, It is critical to follow safety procedures during experiments. 在实验过程中遵循安全程序是很重要的。相关的名词是critic, 是指评论家或是批评者。譬如, the food critic praised the restaurant's bold flavors and creative presentation. 美食评论家盛赞这家餐厅大胆的风味和创意十足的摆盘。 以上就是今天的Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
All right, friends, I'm curious to see how our article is going to conclude, so let's finish it up. Black rhinos are still critically endangered, so the conservation efforts still have a long way to go.
Well, they're not only threatened, they're not only endangered, they're critically endangered, even though their numbers have more than doubled since their lowest point. They're still considered critically endangered. Okay, so there's a lot more work to do. Another word for work is effort. Effort is work done to reach a goal.
Let's use that word effort in a sentence. The students' efforts helped clean the park. The work that the students did helped to clean the park. Now we see something else in this sentence, friends, to have a long way to go. If you have a long way to go, it means that you still need to improve a lot.
That's right. Our team has a long way to go before the finals. There are different ways to express that idea. We could also say there's a lot of room for growth or a lot of room for improvement.
Okay, let's keep reading here. If ongoing protection were to stop, their numbers would likely fall again. Let's stop there for just a moment and talk and think about this for a moment. So if ongoing protection were to stop, well, ongoing means to continue or that something is not finished.
That's right. For another example of how to use that word, the police have an ongoing investigation. That means it's not concluded yet. They don't know all the answers yet. It is an ongoing investigation. And here, if ongoing protection were to stop, their numbers would likely fall again. So humans and people, especially who care about black rhinos and people or animals in that area, need to continue doing what they're doing in order to have the best impact.
Exactly. And we find out what would happen if this protection were to stop. Not only would their numbers fall again, they could even go extinct. Now, when an animal goes extinct, it means it is gone forever. There is no hope of rehabilitating that species or those numbers.
That's right. And several species go extinct every year, perhaps species that you haven't heard about. But this is just a reality, and it's a reality for the black rhino as well. It's something that we should be concerned about. I don't know about you, but like when I go to a zoo, I know that's not the best place to keep animals necessarily, but when I go to a zoo, rhinos are definitely among the top 10 animals I enjoy seeing.
They are really interesting creatures. My kids like to see rhinos as well. Yeah, it's kind of sad to think about them not being around.
Right, and we just kind of take it for granted. Mm. We're like, oh yeah, rhinos, they're out there somewhere, you know, but actually no, that's not the way we should think about any animal, right? Don't take anything for granted.
All right, well, we keep reading here. Still, the return of black rhinos to Loaysaba Conservancy shows that efforts to protect endangered species do make a difference. I like this because sometimes we think about helping the environment or think about the small things that we are doing to be more green, and it really doesn't seem like they are making a difference. To make a difference means to have a good effect.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody should try to make a difference. The volunteers were making a difference in their community. How are you making a difference in your class, at work? We are all making a difference, or at least we should be trying to make a difference.
But we see here that when people really put their minds to it, these big problems that are in the environment or in the animal world, they can be changed. It takes people working together towards that common goal to make a difference, but it can still be done.
Yeah, Anne Marie, she kind of reminds me of, you know, the fact that we may all be individually aware of certain problems out there, and it's like, oh yeah, I should probably do something about that. I should probably bring my own, you know, reusable chopsticks to lunch or something. But then when it comes to certain problems, when we put our heads together, that's when we can really come up with solutions that will make a big difference.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. What do you think, friends? Do you think it's easy or difficult to make a difference when it comes to the environment? Well, we have more to say in just a moment. Right now, it's time for today's usage tip.
Today's usage tip, 要来看主词加 have been 加 so 加 形容词 加 that 加 子句。 这个句型是用来表达主词持续处于某种强烈的状态， 以致产生某种结果。 现在完成时态 have been 强调的是从过去到现在一直处于某状态， 而由 that 引导的结果子句， 用来说明因 so 加形容词所描述的状态而产生的结果。 例如， we have been so careful that no mistakes were made. 我们一直都很小心， 所以没有犯错。
Okay, friends, it's the end of our lesson, which means it's time for us to discuss today's talk about it question. Are you ready for it, Gabe?
Yes, I am, Anne-Marie.
All right, here we go. Why is it important to protect endangered species like the black rhino?
Well, I can think of, I guess, a couple of different levels of answer. One is what our lesson talked about, and that is that these black rhinos in their ecosystems were very important because what they were doing was providing a habitat for other animals to thrive.
Yeah, I think that's a really good answer because I think sometimes we maybe think, oh, it's just one species and mm-hmm. it doesn't really affect me too much. It doesn't live in the area I live in. But the reality is that just changing one thing about an animal's habitat or their ecosystem, wow, it can really have an effect on everyone else involved.
Yeah, that's one level of answer, and I think that's a very practical one. Another is maybe just a little more existential or philosophical, like why not protect endangered species, right?
Yeah.
Like, of any kind.
I think it's a good habit to practice caring about the world around us.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. All right, friends. Well, what do you think? Do you think it's important to protect endangered species? Does it really matter to your life? How do you feel about black rhinos making a comeback? These are all great things that you can talk about and think about in English. But that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Gabe, saying see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.